My dog's been very naughty, and I made a very big mistake a little while ago. Well, the dog being naughty and me making the mistake happened within 12 hours of each other, because I'll start with what I feel guilty of, and then I'll tell you what the dog did. I didn't let the dog out when I was going to bed at about 1 o'clock or 1:30 in the morning. I'm pretty convinced that I left him out at about 10 o'clock in the evening, but I'm pretty certain that if I had let him out at 1:30 in the morning, what happened next wouldn't have happened. Because, and forgive me if you're a bit squeamish about listening to this, but my dog did a poo in the house. He did it in the kitchen on tiles, which wasn't the end of the world, because there's a way of cleaning that up and putting bleach on it so that, all the germs are killed or whatever. But what he did that's really naughty is that he got up on top of a relatively new leather couch. That's a leather couch that was bought in the last year, I think, and a brown leather couch. And he did his business on the couch. Yes, dog poo on the couch. This, in addition to being horrific, led me to go online and research just about every website I could research in order to find out what do you do. It wasn't any consolation to me to discover that there were lots of links on this. So there were, I presume, or there have been, I presume, quite a few people in the world who have experienced this problem and are looking for a solution. Well, the one I came up with was, after reading everybody's advice, was to clean it off, wash it off with warm, soapy water. And that's what I did. And that worked for the vast, for all of the leather couch, which had been soiled in several places. It didn't work on the very first place I tried to remove the stain from. I had to, again, forgive me, I be careful what you listen to, but I had to scrape the poo off and then figure out what do I do next. But it didn't work because I'm left with a stain. Not I'm left with a stain, the couch is left with a stain that I'm going to put in a photograph attached to this podcast episode. And I did a lot of work on the day, maybe 40 minutes, trying to deal with it. And I didn't succeed because there is now a pretty obvious stain the size of a saucer on this lovely, pristine couch, which is the apple of all of our eyes in the house. A delightful thing to have. So there. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is that I'm very, very bothered by this. I can sort of get over the fact that I did something stupid by not letting the dog out, because I won't ever do that again. And I'm not gonna beat myself up for a very long time about that. I'm inclined to have the view that anyone can do the wrong thing. The issue is about whether you keep it up doing the wrong thing, and I'm confident enough in my ability to not do that stupid thing again. But what about the stain? What about the stain? If I don't get this stain off and get this stain off very, very quickly, there will be an ongoing dissatisfaction in the house. And I really want to get rid of it. And of all the things in the world that is bothering me this morning, which is what my good friend Roger said to me, "How's your world today, Paul?" The very first thing I said, in fact, the only thing I spoke about, was this problem with the couch. And so there we are. That's my state of my emotional health, which is which will be a million times better if I can find a solution for this problem. A solution which will deal with the particular situation which I'm in, which is that the stain has now been there for about 5 days. If only it had happened last night, I think it would have been easier to deal with. But I didn't deal with this particular part of the problem well enough or successfully when I did try it. So I wish I'd continued to pay attention to it over the last 5 days. So the question is how to recover from that stupidity.